Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Bird. What's up, man? Rick Camacho, dog. You know how we do it, man. I know you be traveling, doing your thing. Hit me up, dog. I need an intro for you for my show. Soul Kitchen Radio.
If you can't take the heat, nah, that's too cliche. My man DJ Slick's always do it his way. From the bay to the valley, he always put it down with the street level thump and the underground sound. Now you can find him on the .com, Soul Kitchen Radio. Save it to your favorites, man, that's the best way to go. From the up and coming to the vet on the grind, he plays the kind of music that'll stimulate your mind. It's been a sign of the times when the clock strikes 11 and Slick starts to reppin' with Omizi in the session. One time I missed a Monday but didn't really trip. I just subscribed on iTunes and downloaded quick with a click or a tap. He's bound to get you right on your desktop, connect, or your handheld device. So tell your cousin and your friends about the hottest show with Slick Rick Camacho on Soul Kitchen Radio. If you haven't heard, it's Soul Kitchen Radio. Man, let me tell you, this is Soul Kitchen Radio. Slick Rick Camacho, it's Soul Kitchen Radio. Big Omizi, it's Soul Kitchen Radio. Crazy Ballheads down with Soul Kitchen Radio. Tell your grandmama, Soul Kitchen Radio. You are now tuned to Soul Kitchen Radio. New music Monday, Soul Kitchen Radio.
Oh yeah. A beautiful Monday today, despite what the Raiders had to say yesterday. Oh man, and
you attempt at freestyling.
Oh, that was my attempt.
Depending on what time Fab calling, we could have had him freestyle. It was good.
Yeah. We'll get him on the phone. We're gonna have him do a little, freestyle from the head. I don't know. So welcome back, Soul Kitchen Radio Monday. Today we got great news. Today we got the legendary Bay Area legend, Mr. Fab, is coming on the show today. And me and Fab go way back. Probably on Medium, Fab go way back. Everybody go way back with Mr. Fab, man. Because if you've been in the industry in the Bay Area, you can't help but to have some relationship with this guy. He's been crazy and all over the place. Wherever you go, you're gonna see him. So you call in, talk to him, 714-694-4150 today. A little bit later on in the show, we got a whole lot of Mr. Fab music. So get your iTunes ready, get everything going, because you're gonna be listening to this show a lot and listening to these dope ass songs we got from Mr. Fab. You know, we're gonna take you back, we're gonna bring you into the new age, all that stuff. But let me say what's up to my man Omizi. On the radio.
What's up,
man?
What's up, player? What's up, everybody in the Soul Kitchen world? You know what I'm talking about?
Good morning.
Hey. What's up, Miss King?
Good
morning. Good Monday. What's up,
Voila.
Rick?
Yeah.
Slick. I'm talking
on
Slick.
How we doing it, man? We doing it. Yo, so Omizi next week, December 4th. Or actually, we got another week, 2 weeks, or is next week?
Yeah, no, it's a couple weeks. Yeah, a couple good weeks. I've been out pushing, you know what I'm saying, hitting the avenue, shaking hands, kissing babies, you know what I'm saying? My speech, getting flyers out and whatnot.
Right.
Prepping and getting ready for this TGC2 release, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
December 4th, everybody be on the lookout for that.
And don't forget right now, December or November 21st, this week, we're going to be at, we're going to be in Walnut Creek at Club Vice this week, this Wednesday night. Get on the guest list right now. Go to soulkitchradio.com right there on the front page. Pow! Put your name on the guest list. Come on out. Me and Omizi and Miss King going to be out there. Brian's going to be there. Misha's going to be there. Memphis Lou is not going to be there because he's in Memphis. But it's all good. We're all going to be out there. We're going to be chilling. We're going to be supporting. We're going to be doing a listening party with some cuts from the TGC2, the Great Communicator.
Yeah.
Plus the man, your partner, Be Legit, is hosting the whole show. So,
man, that's big.
You know, that's nice. It's gonna be-
Shout out to Be Legit and everybody on Sick With It. For everybody.
Yeah, so the whole crew is going to be out there, man. You got to come out there. You don't know how many times they're going to be in Walnut Creek, but you know this time it's going to be happening. It's going to be popping. So get on the guest list, soulkitchenradio.com, and let's do that. Man, this Wednesday, pre-Thanksgiving. You guys got big plans for Thanksgiving?
Shit, not me. Not me personally. I'm just going to be, you know, like usual, kicking it with the family. I plan on feeding my face, though. So I'm going to make sure I go to the gym a couple extra days. I'm going to go tomorrow, and then, you know what I'm saying, before I come out there to to Walnut Creek. So I'm by the time it's Thursday, right? So by the time that roll around, I'll be ready. Get my chew on. You feel me?
What about you, Miss King? You cooking? Are you hiring a cook? What you doing?
You know, I usually do the big cooking thing every year. We were supposed to go out of town. I'm not sure we're going to do that, but I guarantee you this year I will not be cooking. Wow. That's what I'm not going to do. I'm going to go to everybody else's house, and then we're going to leave their house, and then I'm going to come home to my nice clean house and my nice soft bed, and then I'm going to sleep off all that nice good turkey.
Yeah, you know, this year we just pulled out we bought our turkey early. We're gonna start early. We're doing a whole brining and stuff. You know, we like to cook over here. So we got the turkey out. The diva's down there doing all the desserts and stuff. She's been working, making these cookies. I don't know if you've seen the cookies on Facebook that she made yesterday. Oh my God, I don't even eat sweets. These were the best damn cookies ever. Go to facebook.com/divasdessertbar and you can see those cookies. In fact, you can order you a dozen for like.
What'd you say? You don't eat?
I don't really eat sweets too much.
Who weighs 280 off of fruits and berries?
What's that?
Yeah, how you put on weight if you don't eat those sweets?
Man, I don't. I put on weight just because I'm a fat dude.
Oh shit!
It just happens.
No sweets though. Like, you know, that's a big category. I'm not just talking about cupcakes and Twinkies. I'm talking about.
You know, I eat some hard candy and shit, but I gotta cut down on my sweets to bring my glucose level. You know, but
You got some borderline up in you?
Yeah, you got some borderline in there, man.
Oh, that's me too. I got some borderline up in me. I'll be trying to limit myself. My body tell me when it's time to cut back on the sweets, though.
Right, yeah.
It'll tell you.
I never liked cakes. I never been a cake eater. I don't really like cupcakes. I could eat a donut every now and then, you know.
Take it back. Take it all back.
What were you just talking about? Was you saying that when you were talking about Krispy Kremes last week?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You said the same shit?
I said the same shit, man.
Oh, okay. That's
what you know, I said I eat the Krispy Kreme without the gooey filling on top.
Without the icing?
Without the icing.
You talking about the, like some old-fashioned shit?
I tried it.
Oh, no.
Look, I told him, get it before it goes into the icing machine. And I got it. They got it before it went to the icing machine. That shit tastes like a
by air.
Tastes like shit. It was terrible. I hate that. We got Sweet Gail. I think this is Sweet Gail right here. What's up, Sweet Gail? You ready for Thanksgiving?
I don't do much for the holidays, but I want to tell someone about how to have some real fun for free. You know,
okay.
They moved the improv from Mission Street to Clement Street to the Dirty Trips Bar. And I'm not sure about this Tuesday, but it's on Tuesday night about 8 o'clock at night. It's free. It's in a bar. So if you like to drink and you like to have free live entertainment, and then on top of it, if you like to get a little dramatic and do it yourself, you're invited to come. You can get up there and do improv yourself. It's open to everybody.
And what's that?
It's in a bar, so if you want to drink, you can get some drinks too.
Was that at Clement Street?
I think it's 408 Clement is in the Dirty Tricks Bar.
Dirty
and
Tricks.
And like I say, it's free. It's free live entertainment on Tuesday evenings about 8 o'clock. I'm not sure about this Tuesday, but I think so. But you can call up and ask. And it's in a bar, you know. And they don't have
a
cover, you know. You don't have to. I mean, some people like to drink. I don't drink myself. But if you like a bar and you like entertainment and you like live entertainment that's free, and on top of it, if you always had a little itch to do drama and get up there, you're invited. You can go on stage and do it. So you can see, it's a triple threat there. It's
that's
free
awesome.
Entertainment. You can participate, and you can get kind of drunk on top of it if you want. Now, what can be better?
I don't drink, but you can get drunk.
I don't drink. It's been years since I had any alcohol, really.
So
that's so
what's your vice? What's your vice if you don't drink?
My
vice,
if you look at my pictures, you can see. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. And Recently, I had some work done on my mouth, and the guy gave me some penicillin, and he said, you want some Vicodin for the pain? And he gave me the prescription. I don't need it. That little pain in my mouth was nothing compared to my arthritis. So anyway, so that my, you can look at my two vices. I have a bad wild temper, which I kind of got old out of that now, but I still have it. And I have an addiction to food. I'm fat. But luckily, I don't do it all. Some people are fat, drink, smoke, and do drugs, too. I just do the food. I told you about the guy that wanted to stab me in the throat with a pen, right?
No.
Yes. She told us about the guy who asked for us to sanitize him.
What was that?
Last week she told us that.
Yeah, I didn't say what nationality he was.
Doesn't matter.
I know, but the thing is, some people don't. I mean, I got to get more self-control myself. But when you step out your door in the morning, you're going to have frustrations. You're going to have to work on how you deal with your frustrations. Not everyone likes everyone else. I don't like everybody. But I understand if you're out in public, it's a public place and you have to deal with it. You can't be killing everyone that bothers you. You don't have to like me. But I do ask that you tolerate me and not kill me or try to kill me.
That's a reasonable, you know, come on, Camacho, right. You know that's reasonable. Hey, I appreciate everybody, just don't try to kill me.
Yeah, definitely.
No, I mean, you don't have to like everybody. You can even hate their guts. But when you get to the point where someone's irritating you, and I didn't cuss the guy out or say nasty, bad things to him. He just don't like me. He don't like my way. You know?
Well,
and who
is
he to judge me?
Just don't like me. Keep it moving. That's the way I look.
That's all you
no,
got to do.
No, I haven't seen him since that day. He hasn't been coming to the open mics when I've been around, you know, or improv when I went. And that's, I mean, and I'm not asking him not to come and enjoy doing improv and not to come back to the bar and do open mic. I don't expect him. They never discussed with me if he could be banned from the bar, and I don't think he is banned from the bar, you know. But I knew at this bar, if you hit someone, then you would get thrown out and you can't come back if you become physical. And I'm not even asking that, even though he threatened my life. I don't care if he comes back. If he's staying away from me because of me, it doesn't matter to me. He can come back. Just be tolerant. Not to have your frustrations boil over to the point you want to kill me. I mean, come on.
And what did you, so it's two sides to every story. What did you do to him?
He doesn't like my way.
What's your way?
Well,
elaborate.
I mean, talking in public. He told me that I should, nah, before he told me that I act like a kid, I should grow up or something like that. And then the day before this, I told him I didn't want to lend my pen out to anybody anymore because we're all adults and we should all burn our own pen, you know? And because I got germ phobias. Because if someone's going to use my pen, I want to be able to sit down there in front of them and sanitize it without having to go to the bathroom and hide and wash it off. I have germ phobias, you know? And it's not like I'm saying anyone's dirtier than me. I know my hands are filthy, too. What do you do with your hands all day? You touch a million things that other people have been touching. Your hands are filthy.
All right.
Okay. So anyway, we can talk about suicide in the holidays.
All right.
Ooh, heavy.
You know, holiday times, people want to commit suicide. They want to commit suicide all the time. And I try to...
You have something to say, call right now. 714-694-4255. 4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio. That's that powder keg, man. You open that powder keg, Brett.
Woo, boy. Some news.
Open that powder keg.
And now it's time for Miss King to tell you what's going on in the news
on Soul Kitchen Radio.
You know, when it really comes to her, I've been having this thought, y'all. We really should call people and just, as soon as they pick up, let them pick up in the middle of one of her rants. And see how they react. It really might be some good coverage.
Yeah, it could be.
You know what I'm saying? Pick up the phone and hear Sweet Gil on the other end just going on. What the heck? I'm telling you, we should work on it. So I got a couple of things in the news. We can get to talking about. Last week, you guys remember me bringing up the fact that a couple of states were trying to secede from the United States.
Mm.
And we were like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. You know, they need such and such amount of, well, when I was quoting the numbers out to you at that point, they needed 25,000 in a month. Texas, which of course is a huge state, had 23,000. But so what? Well, now they're in the hundreds of thousands of Americans who have signed these petitions. So now it's actually becoming an issue.
But that's not going to be hard for them to get signatures, because you still talk about what it was like. How many people voted for however many people voted for Romney, they feel cheated, they feel a certain way. So it's not going to be hard for them to get people to sign up. That's not going to be hard at all. I mean,
not at all.
But it's like, so what? They ain't going to accomplish nothing.
Not at all.
Guys, I hate to cut this. I'm sorry, we're going to have to get to your news in a minute, because on the line right now, we do have the legendary Bay Area legend, Mr. Fabs, is on the line right now with us.
That's a
sir. Yeah, what up?
Sir, hello, sir.
How you doing?
Fabby Davis.
Fabby, what's up, man?
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
Mr. Fabby Davis Jr. What's going on, man? It's Rick Camacho and Big Ol' Meezy.
What's up, man? It's been a while. How y'all doing?
What's up, player?
Man, so what's up with Mr. Fab nowadays? What you doing, man? From 2003 to 2012, you just pushing it constantly.
I'm just still working, man. Just, you know, doing the music here and the community stuff, man, and trying to just constantly venture out to put myself in position, man, to not be one of these guys that has to depend on one gig, having, you know, avenues and revenues coming from different avenues. So just all I'm doing, man, setting up, marketing, communicating, community work, organizing, you know, just the whole runaround, man, utilizing this music as a stepping stool for me to do anything that I want to do.
Man, that's one reason why we really wanted to get you in right now, because you're such an asset to the community in Oakland. I mean, from the backpack drives to the turkey giveaways, to the Christmas stuff that you do. What you got planned for the next couple months, seeing as this is Thanksgiving week?
Well, tomorrow I'm hosting my annual turkey drive. It's been the sixth year that I've done it. It's the turkey drive. We're giving away about 300, 400 turkeys to low-income families, as well as public feeding about, you know, how many other people come out. We're expecting expectancy is somewhere around 800 to 1,000. You never know, it may be more. Last year we had about 2,000 people out there. We're feeding people, as well as a coats and quarter drive. So the coats and covers will be for the homeless people and people in need, not necessarily just homeless people. I received a phone call this morning from a close friend of mine who house burnt down yesterday, and you know, he was down on his end, and we're donating things to his children, and you know, and people that's in need. Sometimes when you donate to these Red Cross events and some of these other shelters, they never really affect the people that need the most. That's the sole purpose of it, is to constantly fulfill the needs of the community as much as we possibly can.
Man, I feel you on that, because every time I see that Red Cross stuff, like we see the Red Cross, I think they must have got millions of dollars, probably almost a billion to help Haiti, and there's still people out there that haven't even seen none of that money, you know. And so,
not even Haiti. Let's talk about, you know, our own problems when you deal with the Hurricane Katrina, and I'm pretty sure the Hurricane Sandy, Hurricane Irene a few years ago, some of the earthquake victims from, you know, many moons ago. And no insult or disrespect to the Red Cross organization, because I'm pretty sure that they've helped many people before, you know, a lot of people have thought about the philanthropy. But you have to understand, when you deal with a lot of nonprofit organizations, some of the nonprofit organizations, the profits come from the things that people volunteer and the people that they donate. And that's what pays some of the volunteers, you know, and the people and the organizers. So there's no offense and there's no insult to those guys. I'm just saying, like, on our end, we have more of a grassroots program that can actually affect the people directly, because we're still constantly in the concrete and in the jungle roaming with the people. So it's a little easier for us to do it. When you're dealing with a major corporation like that, a possibly billionaire, a billion-dollar corporation, it's hard for them to kind of allocate efficient funds to, you know, direct effects. But, you know, they try as much as they can. And that's definitely a blueprint that I'm following for my organization and the things that I'm trying to do in consulting and healing the needs of the people.
Man, go ahead,
Omizi. Oh, what's up, Fab? All right, man. Shit, I appreciate you, man, being on the show and everything like that. You feel like you're getting a lot of support. I mean, I always see the big YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I see all the support, the whole community come out. Especially for the Occupy movement, you was down there, you know what I'm saying, representing and whatnot. You feel like the city itself is recognizing you for what you're doing?
I never take time to wonder if they're recognizing it. I don't do it for the recognition. I don't do it for the attention. I do it because I know what it's like to have nothing. I know what it's like for someone not to do it for you. Inner city and poverty can shape you two ways. It can make you not give a hell about anybody else, or it can make you care about everybody else.
You can let it go. You can let it go. Abby, go ahead.
It's okay.
No, so, you know, it's that's just the way the community thinks. Like, when you grow up poor, you grow up with nothing, either you have two mentalities. You're going to say, man, ain't nobody give me nothing. Man, fuck everybody. Or it's, man, I know what it's like not to have nothing. So if I can prevent, you know, you from stepping in something that I've stepped in, I'll do it. So I don't ever really worry about if the city recognizes it or not, you know. And in time, and as history will reflect, it's something that can be studied. And, you know, and I'll go down in that regard.
So,
I guess that's kind of what I wanted to know is at what point or what advice would you give other people? Because, you know, a lot of us have all those great ideas, but not too many people have actually taken that first step. So at what point did you take that first step, you know, into starting to do what you need to do in the community? And what do you need to tell other people to get going?
I mean, community organizing is utilizing your influence. If you have an ability to gather a certain amount of people together, then, you know, your galvanizing skills has allowed you to create a community and create an audience. And anytime you have an audience, there are certain things that you can tell them, and there's certain things that you can, you know, you can implement in their minds. And if you inoculate the right philosophy and the right thesis to what you're trying to do, then therefore that's the start of your movement. If you're able to organize four or five people and you call that a clique, you call that your group, this is my team. Now people want to be influenced by the things that you do. Never being afraid to, you know, create your own in crowd, even through the scraps of an out crowd, so to speak. You don't have to be, you know, the most popular person, but to not be afraid to be different. Your own individualism will allow you to make people notice you. We go to a club, everybody got on Jordans, and the one person that got on flip-flops, people going to look at them like, man, who is this? So, you know, but you utilize that. You utilize the awareness. You utilize your influence. You utilize your ability, and you go from there.
Thank you.
Do it.
I see you do a lot of stuff with Hammer. Did you see Hammer last night on the AMAs?
No, I didn't get a chance to see him last night.
He was out there with the Gundam, the Asian, what is it, Korean, the Gundam style?
Gundam style.
Came out there and did the Too Legit to Quit.
Nope, I was folding clothes all last night, man. donated clothes.
Hey, I know millions of people, they know your daughter. They see you on Twitter all the time. How's she doing, little Libby?
Young Libby Lou? Libby Lou?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to ask you about your daughter, too.
Oh, Libby Lou is she's a star, man. Libby Lou is a handful. But I love her. Go outside. She's a real star, man. I've been, you know, it's, Sometimes disasters happen, and what may look at as, you know, as being a curse and things like that, sometimes they come, and then blessings come. You know, when my mother died, there was a lot of, you know, and even till now, it's an uneasy feeling, man, of not having your mother, not having things like that. But the blessing is to have a little her. This reminds me so much of my mother.
Right. Yeah.
She looks like her. She's a lot of her characteristics, and you know, she's definitely a blessing, man. And
she do got that same smile. That's real talk. Every time I see her smile, she do. Her and your mom's got the same smile.
Man, Liv is crazy, man. But it's a blessing, man. It's helped me mature a lot. It's made me realize that some of the things that I once worried so much about means nothing. You know, I would be in a rush to impress the people that dislike me the most. I would be in a rush to prove to people that I'm doing things, you know, just doing things because I'm in a position to do things. Now, I just, you know, my main concern is making sure that she's all right and handling my obligations as a community leader, as someone who's utilizing his influence to make things a little easier for others who aren't as well as to that aren't doing as good.
Do you feel like being in Oakland, like, is harder? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's harder to stay motivated, or is it, besides Libby, what else motivates you, you know what I'm saying, to keep pushing and keep going, even though, you know, there's so much negativity and shit, you know what I mean? So what do you use as motivation?
I mean, we're from the inner city, man. So inner cities all across America, and then let's not even talk about the third world, you know, ghettos that makes our ghettos look like condos and you know, high rises. You know what I mean? It's the motivating force in me in my life, man, is, you know, not letting down my family story. Well, you know, did my mother, did my grandmother, did my father, did they die in vain, you know? And that's what motivates me. I refuse to let them go out in vain and not leave this legacy behind, you know, for people to study and for people to be motivated by and to motivate people, you know. And that's my motivating force. That's my driving force of, you know, reflecting back on my mom working 3-4 jobs, man, just to make sure the holidays went well. My father going out hustling and stealing and doing whatever he had to do to provide for his family. You know, not saying that was right from the people that he took from and the things that he had to take. But, man, as a man, you have to do what you have to do to provide for your family. So,
you know, not to cut you off. You know what some of the silliest shit I be hearing? And I know you know how motherfuckers say you got tough, you got to have tough skin. Yo, you got titanium skin. You know, no, real talk, because I be beating them motherfuckers, be like, just because you know what I'm saying, you fucking with old girl that, you know, they want to call you a sellout and all this old shit. I'm like, you know, the white girl mob and shit. I'm like, how the fuck? This nigga is always in the community doing more than 90% of motherfuckers in the hood, have, you know, doing the Nino Brown shit and all the shit, and could even fix their face to even say some shit like that. You know, that should be pissing me off.
It's life, man. It's like, you got people who see Martin Luther King and would say, yeah, man, Martin Luther King did this, man. I love what he did for the people. Does. And then you'll have somebody that say, man, he cheated on his wife. But he was doing this, she was doing that. Or, you know, Malcolm X was a pimp before he was, you know. Well, you're like, come on, man. You want to single out one single event of someone's life, and that's the highlights of your attack of defamation of their character? And you have to deal with it. You know, the defamation of one's character actually just shows a person that they're studying you. That also shows a person that they're watching your every moves. And although they highlight the negatives, they also see the bads, because they're trying to utilize the negatives to outweigh the bads.
If you didn't mean shit, then they wouldn't even care. They wouldn't even say nothing.
Exactly.
If he wasn't making an effort, making a dent in society, then they wouldn't give a shit. They would be like, whatever.
It's a constant reminder of what they're not doing. You know, I was told one day, man, your success is a constant reminder of someone else's failures.
It's a thorn in somebody's side.
Especially when they're negatively speaking of your success. Anybody that's watched somebody rise from the pit of poverty, and you're not congratulating them as a survivor, then evidently you're still dwelling in the pit of poverty.
Because you could have been a statistic, like a literal statistic.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's big.
But it's trials and tribulations that we all go through. There are many people who are in the position to utilize their influence more than they do. But some people don't do it, and you can't knock those people. Like I tell people, I'm not knocking you because you may have some money and you don't feel like donating, you don't feel like giving it back. That's what you don't feel like doing that. But just understand, the difference between good and bad is a mistake away. So if ever those mistakes happen towards you and those tables turn, don't look for people to help you out.
No, that's
and
real.
If you can deal with that, then I respect you more. Like, I hit one of my homies. I was like, yo, dude, like, man, I'm trying to collect a couple dollars, man, for these turkey giveaways tomorrow, man. You know, because you donate something. And he kept it real with me. But damn, I don't give a fuck about them kids.
I was like that nigga. Who was that? Hey, you? Who you hit? Romney?
I was just like that nigga was hard. Like, he was just hella hard for that.
Cut a check.
And that nigga said, man, Fab, I don't give a fuck about them kids, nigga. I was like, all right, but I had to respect it rather than somebody just being fake, like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to look, oh, yeah, yeah, or just hit me. You know what I mean? Like, man, be real. If you don't give a fuck, you don't give a fuck. Don't fake it, though.
Right.
Like, man, don't fake it. Be solid. But, you know,
that's
to make a short story shorter, man, it is what it is.
That's cool. So tomorrow is a giveaway. Where is it going to be at?
It's on 45th and Market in North Oakland. That's where I grew up at. Spent a lot of years, you know, just posting on that corner, hustling and doing whatever we had to do, man, as young, you know, young individuals. Same corner, and I told myself, you know, if a nigga could stand up on this corner for many years and giving out dope, I could stand up on this corner and give out hope, you know, and it sounds cliche, but that's my slogan, you know. The same niggas that been hosting and selling, you know, on these corners all day, man, we could come back and we can give out some opportunity. And that's where it is. It's 45th and Market. We block off the whole street, the whole block, and the corner store, who they allow us to, you know, utilize their refrigerator and all the whole stuff to store the turkeys. And we just, you know, we do right there, man. And my restaurant is cooking some of the food, so it's good.
You got a restaurant out there? Speak on the restaurant.
Soul Food Restaurant on 45th and San Pablo. It's 4336 San Pablo, right across the street from the Oaks Club. My brother, Baby E, man, is, you know, the co-founder of it. We got into it. We merged together, just trying to make it bigger for the whole community. The food's been getting great ratings, man, and it's dope. It's called Touch of Soul. We just had our year anniversary the other day where we fed the whole community free food all day. We fed, you know, fed about 1,000 people. Gave out about 1,000 plates, man. People came out, gave free food all day for the hood, and man, it's a dope feeling, man. Like, it's a great feeling, man, just being able to do these things, man. Because, you know, I look at where I come from and I look at what I came to and I say, man, I'm motivated, man. I don't proclaim to try to be better than nobody else. I'm just happy that I'm in a position to give back, man.
And I want
to motivate people out there. You don't have to give a little. Like, my thing is, I can't, but we can. So, if like us four on the phone right now, if I don't have $4, we all have $1. Together, we have $4.
Right. That's how, you know, it's funny because that's how me and my cousin, we used to do it all the time. Like, if I had more money than him, I would give him whatever I had half, so we'd have the same amount. You know, that's kind of like how we always did it. It was cool. It was a cool little way of doing things, but and me and him was always equal. That's why we always stayed on an equal level. Hey, Fab, let's talk about Krayshawn and V Nasty. What's going on with them nowadays?
They just working, man, on tour. Working, staying busy.
Yeah, Krayshawn out
working,
there. Krayshawn,
you know,
out there getting it. She got my partner, DJ Fatboy, out there on the road with her, having a good time.
Yeah, all the tours are sold out. All the tours are sold out. Her, Honey Cocaine, I think they're having like an all women's tour. And it's doing very good, man. And I'm proud of her, man. She's come a long way. She's dealing with a lot of adversity and overcoming a lot of things that come with the territory and position. But, you know, she's doing a great job, man.
I was saying this from the gate. Even though I don't condone her saying the N-word, but all of us grew up around so many motherfucking white folks that say it. I mean, we always check them and tell them not to. But we'd be ignorant to act like we, you know what I'm saying, you can't just drive to the V or drive anywhere and it's going to be all type of, you know what I'm saying, clear folk that grew up with us and that just out of nature, we gave them a pass. You know what I'm saying?
Like I tell people.
Clear folk?
Like I tell people all the time, man, the word nigga has become a relative term to understanding of someone who may come up in the same reason that you've come from. It no longer carries the derogatory reference that it once stemmed from. Depending on the person who uses it, the reference, and then in the demeanor that they've used it. But people are so shell-shocked that they want to look for anything to feel like they're righteous about, and they want to say that they're standing for something about.
When they hear it on Boondocks, and they hear it on the Cartoon Network, and they hear that shit on the comedy networks and all that shit, and they just play it like it's nothing, and they should complain about that.
But when your favorite rapper uses it over 200 times on his album, it's okay. When you see it on these TV shows and in every movie that you're doing, it's okay. But it's not okay if you see someone who you can exploit or someone that you can address, that you can feel like, okay, I'm going to do this just so I can have something to talk about. Then it's not okay. But, you know, to make a short story shorter, people are always going to blow things bigger than what they actually are, and it is what it is. It's just the mentality of the people that we live in and the world that we live in. So, it's a story that will never be understood.
Titanium skin.
Let it go. Hey, Fabby, do me a favor and tweet Krayshawn. Tell her we want to get her on the show one time, man. We want to congratulate her.
I'm having my boy Fatboy hook it up. My DJ Fatboy going to hook that shit up.
Yeah, that's good. Her DJ, man. You got to just hit her. But, you know, the main thing is, man, when you deal with a young girl like that, man, who's been she's been right in the middle of so much unnecessary hate, man, and inherited, like, hate. Just people just want to hate for no reason. It's
because if she was from Beverly Hills, they wouldn't be saying that shit.
If she was from Beverly Hills, then you could say it. Like
if you don't
have any direct connection with it, then you could be like, all right, whoa.
It's just cool.
If you look at certain things, man, you just say, man, whatever. But like I say, man, tomorrow is the turkey giveaway. I'm giving away a free mixtape on Thanksgiving. It's called The Real Shit I Never Wrote 6. And on December 18th, man, my album, I Found My Backpack Part 3 drops, featuring Wale, featuring who's else? Styles P, Talia Kweli, Saigon, and who else is on that album?
Man, you just be putting it down.
Hey, how many songs do you think you got total? Like, what's your catalog? You think about 100, 100 something, 200?
Counting mixtape songs.
Like, counting mixtape songs and albums and everything. Like, how many songs total you think you got?
I got thousands, bro.
Thousands.
I got thousands of songs, bro. Like, honestly, like, because I think I've dropped, like 20 projects easy. Like, about 20 projects, about 20 songs a piece. Like, I got thousands of songs. And then when I go to people's studios, man, I'll do like 4 or 5 songs.
Plus features. That's sick.
Features. Man, you know, like I got crazy songs. Like, I'm going to be like pop, man, when I'm gone, you know, but hopefully I get a chance to live to an old man, man. But
that's
if
sick.
It does, you know, if whatever life happens, I'm going to drop it.
You're just on Wikipedia.
It's ridiculous. It's
like
right?
40 records.
Albums. We hitting them like studio albums, it's like 10 compilations, like 10 mixtapes, 20 mixtapes, my bad, 20 mixtapes.
Wow.
You got a video game, my nigga. Wait, there's a video game. Where is it? Battle Rap Stars for iPhone and Android.
Yeah, Battle Rap Stars. It's like for the freestyle battle raps. and I'm finna start hosting like battle rap, start my own battle rap league. You know, I came from the battle rapping, but mine is gonna be all freestyles, no written. Like, you can't do the written stuff, so
hey,
we're gonna take it back to that level.
Fab, I was combing through YouTube, knowing that you're coming on the show, so you know I'm gonna do my homework. I'm combing through YouTube, man. And in 2009, you was in that car accident, bro. And
yeah,
this is the freestyle from the gurney. Check this out.
This is the almost dead freestyle. Laying in the bed. Let me see. I don't know. They driving, we practiced it. The nigga wouldn't have been able to survive that accident. Shit flipped over twice. Hit on the sidewalk like, damn, this is life. Ambulance came like, hey, they still alive. Touched myself like, man, I feel alive. I'm feeling the sky. They say, you feel alright? I said, hell, my God. I feel like I'm finna die. Stretch on the side. He broke his back. T.O. in the back, and his lungs collapsed. Me? I was mad like, where's my shame? They like, what's your name? I'm like, find the chain. It does. Mad at everybody that didn't show a nigga love. But it's good. It's cool. Nigga still here. It's great. It's 09. It's my year. What nigga you know? Can't even talk. Can't even walk. Still spit a freestyle chalk. I'm still out here. That's the backside. That's my homegirl, D-Ray. Yeah, that's right. And it's the Grammy. And they still came to the spittle. See, they nigga. The kid. You can call him Kittle. I do a lot. Damn, gotta do a little. Now I'm out here feeling like Moni in the middle. I need some soup. Ain't got nothing to eat. Shit freezing. Got some switches all on my feet. Got a gown on with some boxes, man. No other clothes, man. I feel like a boxer. Dang. My clothes ripped up. Cut my juicy jeans. Man, what do you mean? And I think that doctor stole my money, though. Because I went in my pocket. My money is low. I was like, hold on, cuz, I had 1,100. 300, what's this, man? Who want it? Oh, so that's another shit. I lost my phone, so that's other shit. But I ain't materialistic. I'm just happy to be here and still living and living. I'm still happy that I can go kiss Liberty and tell her that her daddy's lovely. If it isn't me, isn't she lovely? Because I'm the boss. Wish I had a computer so I could see what 50 did to Ross. What Bow Wow did to the Soldier Boy. Bow Wow, Soldier Boy. It's funny, babe, but we down in LA. It's all good. Freestyle, FA.
Oh, boy.
Nigga.
I said, what's your name? Hey. Where my chain?
Where my chain, man? Like,
oh, I thought you
crazy.
Was sick. So you're like, fuck everything. Like, where my chain at, nigga? I'm good.
I was like, man, they was like, And I did that, man, because somebody had told my mama I had died. Like, somebody told my mama I was paralyzed, I couldn't walk. So I just was like, man, let me do something for her, man, so she could see it. She was stressed out, like, oh, my God. Like, she was stressing. And I was just like, man, you feel me? Let me do this to show my mama I'm good, I'm cool. Like, if I could. She know about freestyle, I'm all right.
And that's like a whole news reel. Like, you told everything that happened in the whole accident. What happened to each person in the car? You ain't no man. I seen another one. You was in Utah or something in your chain, bro. You was trying to fix that one. You was freestyling there too.
I got so much shit on there. That'd be crazy. Like, the hardest freestyle though, I think, on the internet right now is one with me in Tim Westwood when I was in England, and I did Tim Westwood. I think it was just super dope, man, because I was just so excited to be, like, on Westwood. Because I took my daughter to Paris, and we were just out there chilling on some family stuff. Wow. It wasn't about, like, music. I just went out there on some family stuff.
All right.
And,
check it out.
That's big.
Probably be in East London, chilling out in Hackney. Everybody know me if you Gotta add me, I be still in the streets, I be ballin' been tacky. Cats can't foul me, so they just wanna hack me. Always looking clean, I ain't never been tacky. Understand my flow style, flow go blackly. You can sit opposite, I spit exactly. Rap me, most of these cats wanna rap me, so they could get up on wares, get black seats. Black feet, you can catch me on the back street, chicken so diggity, I'm chillin' like Backstreet. On the black street, chillin' in the backseat. Brand new bands, homie, you ain't gotta ask me. Keep ride, chauffeur like a taxi. Drive me anywhere, Euro gang, they back me. Catch me at the SAS, you already know this. Flow style going, one of the best, one of the coldest. Quick game, do it off the head, I do this. Representing London like my name, Lennox Lewis. Who the one to get them? We can go and spit some. You can come and catch me out in Jersey or in Brixton. I be in the bricks, son. I be with the kids, son. California rapping, you ain't know I was sick. What? Getting money, pushing eight. Getting still hungry, but it's just got eight. Money coming in, have to go a fit. Eight, like my homegirl here might lift a few weights. Yeah, yeah, you don't play cause I test good. Catch me live in the BBC Westwood, best hood, left hood. Catch me on the east side or on the west side. Me and my peace ride, west coast, yes coast. Yeah, I'm California, Oakland, hoping. Homie, I should warn you, sloping, show though. And you already know though, cheese, life for the party, for the photo. You don't wanna go though, flow go promo. Beat them up, homie, like Bruce Lee and Bolo. When you catch me, state to state city, I'm solo. Moving on. My own hype, catch me out in Soho. Probably in Hollywood, chilling out in NoHo. Got no love, nobody in no more. Pause, wait a minute, yep. Come on, no, no, go though. This is how we go though, and this is how I bounce and keep.
I was going crazy.
Hey, can they clap on it?
Hey Fab man, we've been around each other. You talked to Showtime Frank Carrera at all?
Yes sir.
Yes sir. That's yes, my sir. Man.
Frank does a lot of the replications, man. He do he print up people's stuff now, like the CDs and stuff. So I deal with him very often. I actually talked to Frank yesterday, man. Shout out, you know. My team is still the same, man. Like, you know, I'm still Gary Archer, Frank, you know, D Ray. Same squad, man. Stretch, like, you know what I mean? I'm still the same squad, man. I don't do the team hopping, so, you know what I mean? You know,
what's up with the club, right? Like, where you got special guests?
Oh, yeah, I do Wednesday nights at this club called Club Anton's in Jack London Square. What it is, it's just an open mic Wednesday nights that allows the up-and-coming cats in the streets, man, to just get on and perform in front of, you know, perform a cat. I have headlines every week, so the headliner may be like, you know, Too Short or Andre Nicotina or the Jacka. These are some of the headlines that I've had. And people get a chance to, you know, say, you know, I'm opening up for this person or I have a show with
you
this person.
You had Droopy down there, too. Droopy performed,
right?
Droopy
kicked it off for me. Droop kicked it off for me. And Stylin. Who else? Hustler, Irk the Jerk last week, which was crazy. Man, it's been dope, man. It's been very nice, man. It's I think the progression of it is growing constantly. The people are feeling it. People are actually enjoying it because they're getting a chance to perform in front of, you know, some people that they may have grew up off of.
Right.
You know, as well as possibly try to outdo those people, if that makes any sense. Like, you know, you want to go out.
Course,
you
want to
go out and say,
yeah.
That's what you want.
That's what you drive for. You want them to be like, yo, nigga, I killed it tonight. Like, niggas came to see, they came to see him, but they walked away and came to see.
Man, was you at the Woo Wah with Cat a day ago, man? Did you see that?
What?
With Cat Williams?
Nah, I knew he was gonna be Cat, and I ain't feel like going to see that. I was like, man, I don't feel like doing crazy, man.
Hey, Fabi, we do got an up-and-coming artist on the phone from Utah, Young Prod. I'm sure he's been sitting on hold. He wants to say something to you.
All good.
What's up, Prod?
What's up, Alex? How you doing, sir?
Man, I'm good, man. Shit, you know, just been going through it lately with all this bullshit, man. They on it out here.
Oh, yeah, man, that's, you know, everywhere, man. It's they all on it, man, but, you know, you got to keep pushing. I'll be in Utah in a couple of days, man. The 3rd, the 4th or the 3rd, something like that. I got a tour start. my tour starts next Monday. So my tour starts, me and the Grouch, we're going out on tour. And we come to Utah. I don't know. I got to find out what day we come to Utah. Yeah.
Hey, you want to smash out that jam we got?
Which one? Which one? Who is this?
This is Pod. The same.
Oh,
the
Pod,
life,
what up, y'all? Oh, that's the homie. Yeah, what up?
None, man. Shit, I'm good, bro.
Oh, yeah, man. We could, I got to find out, like, all the little stuff. I'll keep it. When we get off the phone, man, when we get off the line, let's connect it, and I'll hit you up to see what time we getting out there and what we could do, man.
Yeah, we got that song on the show. We're going to load that up and play it in a little bit. Young Prod featuring Mr. Fab, This Life Ain't For Me. We definitely got that one. We can smash that in a little while. Hey, Fab, can we get a Soul Kitchen Radio freestyle from you, man? We can't let you go without freestyling on the show with Rick Scott, Big Ol' Meezy.
Yeah, that's all good. You know, man, I ain't never been worried to drop a flow.
Drop a beat.
How you want it? You want it with a beat or no?
No beat. Just drop it.
All right. And when it comes to this freestyling, you know, I got to be the king of it. Boxing match, I'm talking Muhammad Ali in the ring of it, bob and weave of it, back, hat rap, I don't care if you a female, hip-hop, MC, rap cat, I knock the weave out you. You a dweeb, I knock the Steve out you. That's Urkel. You a weed head, I knock the weed out you. That's Purple. You square, I knock the square suit key out you, and that's a circle. All of my homies move mean, though. I'm talking about whole team come through with baguettes, diamonds, chains, chains, rings, all bling, though. You could call me Ringo. You know that I'm the star of this. Ain't nobody acting like they the it. I'm the star of shit. Dump cats, backwards, so starship. So evil, hungry, still starving. What's going on? And I don't even know Marvin. But I just want to know why Pops had to kill Marvin. We ill Arvin. Backpack, rat cat, still ringing, still doing my thingin', freestyling all over the world from Soul Kitchen to England. They like that boy, he be spitting, though. When it comes to writing, this ain't written, bro. This will close the night. Hello, Kitty, that means tonight I'ma see a bitch that's pretty and get some kitty, bro. Waste management. These niggas is garbage. Talking about they need management. Why waste management? I'm still hanging. Y'all niggas jerky, though. Catch me tomorrow. I'll be giving out turkeys, bro. And coats and covers. Plus blankets, too. Rap cats act like they hot what they think to do. I don't even think of you. Rap cat thank them, dude. Run up on me, I'll bounce you out like a kangaroo. And they be stangin' too. Doom the game, do my thing. These niggas got one ways. Me, I got boomerangs. That mean when you listen to it later, it come back. My flows don't run that. Home cats, I run rap. Rap cats, we come back. Buy from my nigga, my chef a guaranteed that 57 will come back. And that's off 36. If you know brick talk, you know this talk. This is how I crip walk. When he get high up off this shit, dog. I make niggas lose minds with it. Fine with it. Come back, then shine with it. Rewind with it. Lose your mind with it and time with it. These niggas went to jail and fell off. They came back, shine with it. Y'all know how I do it. I just shine with it. Wheezy. Going off the heezy. Still talking about I miss my loved ones like the song with me and Big Ol' Meezy. You sneezy. They can't seize me. Sometimes I may switch up and rap like easy. Like, what do you mean? What you was talking about? I was talking about when I was doing my thing. When I was over there by the line grab with the niggas used to over there. We used to sling. Yeah, back in the day when they called me Earl. Back in the day when I used to get so goddamn drunk, they start sipping 40s. I made me Earl. Back Cheryl. Used to have a girl named Cheryl. Cheryl was bad. Short of it folding. So back in the olden. Now she came back in the lock. My suit is folded. First record went golden. The click elation. Still mobbing, though. Still freestyling like it's never been a problem, though. Turn a square bitch to a box bitch like problem, though. Yeah, they know my style. Wanna rob them, though. They don't want no problems, though. Shine so much, these broke niggas, they wanna rob them, bro. But if you rob me, go back behind me. I don't want the chain back. I want his brain snatched. I want a nigga stomped out like a cane match. And that's the menace to society. But niggas think they trying me. Like 2 Chainz, you fuck around, we start a riot, B. No hiding then, so back and dying then. Took a bad bitch and I fucked her up at the highest, B. High rhyme, B. Shout out to Camacho. My flow going stock those. And I eat like nachos. My flows crunch tacos. And get the soul clap, roll rap, no sad, soul rap, soul crack. I think
think I can go back. So rider, ho hotter, faux nada, and triple on niggas with most out in a globe trotter. They know me, a globe trotter, that's what I do, dog. 30 years old, still hitting game like a Q dog. Stumping on niggas like an alpha, omega, or a kappa. Slap a rapper, smack a rapper, rack a rapper. I'm a hustler like the jacker. How these niggas can't fuck with me, a factor. True story, freestyle, holla at you.
Yeah. Hey, get him up on that cipher, that next cipher, too, nigga.
Oh, man, they need me on that shit, man.
Hey, two things I need to see you on. I need to see you on the next cipher, and I need to see you out there with Stephen A. Smith and them on the motherfucking what's his face?
What? Which one?
But Stephen A. Smith and what's that shit called?
Oh,
First Take.
I need that, man.
Hey, the calls are starting to come in. We got a call from the 916 area for you, Fabby.
Right there, 916,
what's going on with Mr. Fab? Yo, 916.
Yo.
What's up?
Yo. Hey.
What's up?
Hey.
What's up? You on Soul Kitchen, man. Who this?
What's up, IG?
What's happening, man? This is YG, the Gatlin, man. What's happening?
Oh, man.
What's
happening in there, man? What's the word?
Oh, man, I was just listening to that boy busting, man. That shit was hard, man. Salute, man, straight up.
Appreciate you, man. Definitely appreciate you, bro.
Yes, sir. Who up in there? Macho, big old Meezy,
who
up in that thing?
We in the thing. What's up, Pimp Soup?
Oh, man, you know, man. You know, I gotta tune in, man. Every now and then and see what y'all got going on.
We're going to play that damn Welcome to the West, too.
Definitely.
Yeah,
hey.
Man, we going to put it. Yo.
Hey,
geez, man.
Up.
Yo. I appreciate you, bro, on a little thing, man. I'm like, finishing up this little stuff, grabbing these little things together, man. So, man, hear me, man. Let's put something together, man. I'm going to check in with you.
Yo, throw us a drop real quick, Fabby.
Yo, what's going on? It's Mr. Fab. You tuned in to Soul Kitchen Radio right now, giving y'all the exclusive, the latest and the greatest. I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you for the love.
Man, you know, it's always a pleasure, bro. Always when I see you, man, I'll be happy you're wiggling and doing good.
Man, and check out. Don't forget to miss. Check out his Mr. Fab and I Rock that Face Off shit that just dropped.
Face Off album, man. The real shit. I Never Wrote 6. Found My Backpack 3 and Son of a Pimp 2. Man, it's coming soon. I got everybody on the record, man. Kendrick Lamar, Lupe Fiasco, 2 Chainz, French Montana. It's coming in February, March, man. I think it's the best work that I've done in my whole career. And after I do that, man, I can walk away from the game, man. You feel me?
Shout out to Gary Arthur is on the line. Gary, thanks for hooking this up, man.
Thank you,
Gary Archer, man.
Where's Fab?
Gary on this thing. Gary Archer, what's up, Gary?
Oh, you know how we rock, man. What's up, people?
Already.
You know me. You know me. Me and Fab are separated right now, doing making big moves for tomorrow. And we got this big tour coming up, so we gathering up the merchandise, the turkeys, the coats, the CDs, and everything, and the cooks, and everything moving.
I think Miss King had one more question for you, Fab.
Yeah, Fab. Yeah. Before I go, I gotta send love your way from my best friend Felicia Williams and her mom Vanessa. And Jackie and Chris, of course, you know what I'm saying, just giving shout outs back to them. So I have to do that. I have to do that for you before I let you go.
For sure, man. Tell them one love, man. I appreciate it.
We're taking you out with one of my favorite shit that you ever wrote, bro. I love this shit, right? Check it out.
Yeah, man, it's your boy, Mr. Fab, man. The Yellow Bus Rider, man. Sean T, the real king of slap, man. Y'all better act like y'all know who he is, man. To give y'all one-on-one on how to ghost ride. Look, the streets know just what this is. Ghost riding the whip up and down the strip. The Ghostbusters, pay the police. Always want to pull it over for me. Not me, I get in a scrape. Time marks in the street look like cigarettes. Sideshow, you know where I'm going. From the north to the east, just in case you ain't knowing. Baby is a town politician. It's a club like man trying to holler at a chick. Get in the club, got a parking lot pimp. Hey, little mama, come holler at a pimp. What you know about? Give you a whip, buy yourself some shoes and then your car kit. Ice up your neck, your hands and your whip. Just to hang out the window, stuck with your click. When you get a new car, and you're feeling like a star.
Okay, okay.
What you gonna do?
Go, go, go.
Go, ride it.
Go, ride
your whip. When you
on one high. Off that potion, windows down, be out of it. Tell that boy high, he out of it. Is it? He's gritting and grinding, ice in his mouth. You know he big time and Chevy, Buick, Regal, and Ribby's off. First one I seen go spot was Critty Ball. Going dumb, party like Diddy though. Mr. Fab, I'm the prince of the city hoe. Ghost ride, ghost ride. Get out the way, let Casper drive. Ghost ride, go crazy. Who's that driving? Patrick Quay. When you get a new car, and you're feeling like a star.
Okay, okay.
What you gonna do?
Fucking ass up. We ain't
about that shit out here. Bitch! Hey, man, I'm about to bring her back over there, man. She got a black eye, but she ain't too mad. She's still smiling. You know we like that bitch. You dumb. Just stupid. Fucking idiot. I love you, girl.
Sounds just really. Like Cat Williams.
You're tuned into the baddest radio show on the internet. Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
Yo, Soul Kitchen Radio, thanks to Mr. Fab for coming on the show, man. Thanks to the legendary Gary Archer also for hooking that up. It was all good. Great interview with Mr. Fab.
Yep.
Go back and listen to it. Download it on iTunes. Still got a lot of Mr. Fab music I'm going to play today if we get. So, Brian is on the phone now.
What's up?
What's going on?
Good. Good, Brian.
Hi. Is everyone looking forward to seeing me on Wednesday? I will be
yep.
there. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody, too. What's going on?
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you, Brian. We are. We really are.
No, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody, too. It'll be awesome.
It's all good. Don't forget Wednesday. This Wednesday, in Walnut Creek at Club Vice. Come check us out. We're going to be there all night. Pre-Thanksgiving, Black Jam, Black Pre-Thanksgiving Party, whatever. Go to SoulKitchenRadio.com. Get on the guest list. You get on the guest list all the way up until the time you leave for the party. It's all good because I'm going to get that little hit on the email as soon as you process your information. I'll get it and I'll put you right on the list. So it's all good. So get the radio this Friday at Club Ice in Walnut Creek. Where
Friday or Wednesday?
We're celebrating
GC2
the Great.
Wednesday. Wednesday, campion.
It's Wednesday, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, Wednesday. Know what I said?
It's Friday.
You said Friday, campion.
Oh, Wednesday. I mean Wednesday.
Yeah, good.
You know what
you were saying, though, December 4th, yeah, TGC2, yeah, man.
Yeah.
TGC2 in the stores online, man. Get that shit on iTunes, all the shit.
Oh, what?
All the shit, bruh.
Man, so what's up, Brian? Man, me and you, we got the same kind of football teams.
Oh God! I mean, I don't even want to talk
about
football.
The same kind of football team.
to me, it's all about the dinero. I mean, fantasy football's done. Dolphins are done. Raiders are done. Niners will lose tonight. Let's see. I mean, fantasy
football.
We got
Kaepernick. We got what's his name? Kilpatrick or whatever.
Yeah, he's going to the game. But hey, are you going to the Dolphins game, Omizi? I'll be at the Dolphins Niners game.
When is that?
December 9th.
If we win tonight, I'll go.
Don't go, man. Don't go to that game, man. Is that Misha
on the phone?
Don't go to that game, man. Tell you, man. I heard some things, man.
Misha's the owner.
He's
on a Monday show.
Alive.
Wow, this is weird. Nobody's ever on this Monday show. This is.
I mean, well, you know, I'm going to do a little comedy set at the NA meeting over here.
That's how I do. Jesus, I just got hit by a car.
Well, there you go, Brian hitting people with his car. That's
dude,
right.
Misha's gonna try to make it on Wednesday too.
Yeah, Misha, you coming down here? You gonna come for
it's a 50-50 chance. Only because I technically don't have a Thanksgiving this year because I gotta work at 4.
Oh.
So I have like an extended family that they want to do something on a Wednesday, and I'm a sucker for food. So
I told you,
I'm
still going to bring you food back on Thursday. Like tons of food. And you won't even know what to do.
Yeah, but I'm not a dog. You know, I want to be there. You know, participate in the eatings. So, but it's a 50-50 chance. If I didn't have to work on Thursday, you know, I would have been there 100% though.
All right. Well, the good news is Misha Gronkowski's out for the season, hopefully.
Yes, what I just heard. 8 weeks. 8 weeks now, I'm getting.
And I got Aaron.
8 weeks.
I got Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, I went up to 8 weeks today. I got a text from someone in Boston saying 8 weeks. He's not coming back.
I thought they said four to eight weeks.
No,
I thought they said
4 to 8 weeks.
Weeks.
From what I'm hearing, his source is telling me that he's going to be done until the first round of the playoffs. But
they'll play, and
then they'll play in the first game of the playoffs. He won't be the same. I mean, you know, Aaron Hernandez is coming back. He's going to step up. And, hey, can we say congratulations to my boy, Tim Tebow. He's got a girlfriend now. He's had a girlfriend since May. I was so excited last night. I was so happy for the guy.
Wow. How long have you and Tebow? How long have you and Tim been dating for, Brian?
No, it's not me, dumbass. It's some actress. She's 26 years old. We'll see if he actually gives her the stop.
Give her the sweet Jesus stick.
All right, hey, so let's get into some news real quick. Brian, don't hang up. We're gonna get into some sports in a little bit. Misha, go get Damon. We haven't talked to him in a while.
He's always here.
Let's get into some of this news with Miss King that we had to interrupt because of our special guest earlier. So hold on, here it comes.
And now it's time for Miss King to tell you what's going on in the news on Soul Kitchen, Kitchen Radio.
Let's talk a little bit about the Cat Williams situation. Has anybody found any good footage on it?
No.
It's some on World Star and it's some on YouTube.
Okay. I've been stalking it down here. But basically, he had another meltdown. We already know. Last week I was talking about him getting, you know, a $5 million lawsuit from his assistant who said he punched her, you know, in her face. You know, so here we go. Huh?
Wow. Okay. Look, right? I found some of it. Let me play a little bit of this.
Yeah, please do.
Try to shit on Oakland. I don't give a fuck. That's what he's trying to do.
No. What happened?
Do you know afterwards he ended up getting arrested for hitting somebody over the head with a bottle?
No, that was a whole separate time.
Oh, okay.
So he allegedly hit somebody in the head the night in Oakland the night before that, I believe.
Was that what it was? After Campbell's Carnival in East Oakland.
Yeah, after that, then he had a show, and then he got into it with somebody in the audience at the show. Wow.
Right. I mean, but now, so man.
He was telling everybody that he is with Sugar. He was telling everybody he was Suge Knight.
No, Suge Knight was there. He was there that night with him.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he really was.
Oh, there he is. I see him on the video.
Yeah, he really was.
Well, if he was hanging out with Suge Knight, then, I mean, that explains it all.
What'd you say about Suge Knight?
If he hung out with Suge Knight, then...
What did you say about Suge Knight?
about
you
Cat Williams
personally?
Hanging out together.
I want to pick up the Cash Money record reaching their milestone, 500 million songs sold worldwide.
Wow.
No, right.
Damn.
Nicki Daniels.
I like that. They had this interview with Suge Knight once, and the reporter lady, she asked him, did you ever hang Vanilla Ice out of the window because you were mad about him stealing some of your beats? And his answer was like, I hung out with Vanilla Ice, yes.
Yeah,
so Cash Money hit 500 million.
500 million. So, you know, they've been around since about 1991, have one of their best years in their 21-year history. Now, so of course, you know, with the deals that they popped off, the sponsorship deals for Lil Wayne, awards for Nicki, everything they had going on, they really hit a really big spot, and that's really a huge accomplishment as well. Kind of where we're all trying to strive for is to have that big accomplishment. We know some of the people that they have signed now, of course, include Drake. Chanel, Busta Rhymes, Mystical, Bow Wow, Kool & Dre, DJ Khaled, right? Fred Durst. So these are already names. We all know of them, and of course they're bringing in some damn cash money.
Yeah, that's crazy. There it is.
And in the meantime, we also have some discouraging news come about. With Elmo. I don't even know if our Kevin Clash, the voice of Elmo.
What is that? Somebody in the kitchen? Somebody should have blocked that shit.
Yeah, I got it.
It's Kamasha's mother cooking.
Oh, damn.
No, it's not.
Go ahead, Miss King, what you were saying?
So the voice of Elmo, the guy who does the voice of Elmo.
Oh yeah, man, that's cold, man. That's terrible. Like Charles Michael said, that's terrible. That's just terrible.
What happened to him? I don't know.
He supposedly was with a dude when he was 16 years old. I mean, I guess he done got a little older and whatnot. So now the dude want to air him out, and he was gonna settle for $100,000, but then they end up. So they end up putting out a press release saying that the dude lied and recanted and all that. So now the dude's coming right back and saying that he didn't recant it. Now he don't want the money, and now he's saying the dude, you know what I'm saying, was with him when he was only 16. So, you feel me?
Wow.
And that's the one that does the voice for Elmo. He took a leave of absence, you know what I'm saying, after he got outed.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it gets really deep. One of the statements is that Stephen agrees that immediately upon execution of this agreement, his counsel shall release the following statement. He, Stephen, wants to be known that his sexual relationship with Mr. Clash was an adult consensual relationship. So it's not, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he can't even prove it. It's not even like, you know what I mean?
Because he's 23 now.
Yeah, it's over. He should have took that little hundred and some thou out.
Just
125, you know what I'm saying?
He should have took that little guap and bought him a little Benz or something and enjoy life. Now you fucked up.
You know, kind of put the little name on that, you know, kind of
kind of want to.
But I guarantee you this. If I see my son or so or my daughter playing with Elmo, I might look at it a little differently when I am.
That's a little different.
He might have just really just fucked it up for me.
Oh, that's so cute. Right. Okay. So last week it was like, oh my gosh, we're getting ready to lose Twinkies, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Real big, but another company has come about who wants to purchase them. It's a private company, and so they actually might go ahead and just save it. I mean, there was a big deal. Of course, the people went on strike, and they said that they really regretted the decision they had to make, but they had to go into bankruptcy. So it just wasn't going the way it was. And it's sad because here we're counting down all these businesses that are moving in and you know, losing placement in California. There's going to be just period. A lot of companies in California have moved. I work for AAA, and then they moved all their call centers completely out of California from Southern California on up, and it's just sad to see these companies going out of business. But Twinkies actually might get saved. It's not a definite thing quite yet, but man, some ding dong, some donuts. Hostess is really what it is.
I like them all. The Hostess cupcakes, the orange ones, you know what I'm talking about? The orange ones with the yeah, them the Jones right there. I mean, I like the chocolate ones too, but the orange ones is popping.
Those are good. The good thing about Twinkies, the good thing about Twinkies is they have a shelf life of over 60 years. So even though Hostess is closing, you know, they're going to be available for a long time.
You know what's crazy? Have you seen Zombieland? Remember on Zombieland, he was driving around looking for Twinkies.
Yeah.
Right.
You had to have him up. That's hella funny.
What is he gonna do? Oh my God! No Twinkies.
And he predicted that. Whoever did that predicted that. Like, there's gonna be no Twinkies.
You know, that's almost like Cable Guy predicted in 1996 that we'll have your telephone, your internet, and your TV all on one cable. Remember?
Yep, that's real.
I did that.
Speaking
of that shit.
Hey, what movies have you seen? I just seen that James Bond, John. That shit was pretty cool.
I didn't see James Bond. My wife made me go see Twilight, but I snuck out.
Oh, my God.
I snuck out of Twilight, and I seen...
That's when you got to really just put your nuts on your shoulders and speak up for what's real, man. You got to...
Look, I snuck out of Twilight and I seen Chasing Mavericks.
Oh my God!
Which was awesome, bro. I mean, if you're into
is that the surfing shit?
Yes, yeah, surfing shit. I mean, I grew up in the.
Hey man, one thing I can say about you, man, is you be trying some different shit, man. You at least say you did it.
I grew up up and down, going up and down Santa Cruz, right? You know, I was boogie boarding as a kid and all that stuff. I always
was in the military though, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you used to different shit anyway.
You know, I always this my thing was always have a white friend because all my other friends don't do shit. So I always have a white friend to do crazy shit with, go snowboarding, go.
That's real talk.
You know, and doing that.
Three-wheeling and four-wheeling and all that.
Yeah, all that stuff. You know, I like to do all that stuff. So I had this white friend that went with me. And we just did all kinds of shit, you know, and had fun and lived life.
He was your BFF.
Yeah, he was my.
Me and my BFF.
listen, talking. So we might be in the wrong business here because Twilight that first weekend was like $141 million, even compared to Skyfall, which was only like $41 million. You feel me? So like,
it's funny because, you know, I don't know if you know my partner. You know Grumpy? Omizi?
I might.
You know Grump? You just hang out with, and he's from, he went to Sac State, Filipino dude, bald-headed. Anyway, he's a rapper, and then he does hip-hop clothing and stuff. And I've seen him at the movie theater. And I was like, "Oh, what's up, Grump?" And
he dug down because he didn't want you to see him going to Twilight.
He was watching Skyfall.
Oh, okay.
Like, what you watching? I was like, "Oh man, my wife made me see Twilight."
Oh no.
And I learned something that my wife made me see shit don't matter. Because if you see Twilight, you just fucking see Twilight. And
you just gotta sit there and shut the fuck up. Okay, listen. Yes. Did anybody watch the American Music Awards?
No, I didn't get a chance to see it.
Yeah, so you're one of the reasons why the ratings were down, like extremely, about 3 million viewers less than last year. Even with the whole Gangnam Style thing and MC Hammer jumping on and Nicki Minaj, then nobody gave a shit. And on top of that, like the big stars like Katy Perry, Rihanna, Adele, Beyonce, nobody showed up. Like nobody like really was like giving a crap about these particular awards.
Wow, it was almost like the BET Awards.
People, things are changing. Some people change it up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is the 45th American Music Awards. Everybody knows what to expect. You know what it's going to be. You almost can predict who's going to win. You know, you know what it's going to look like. Like, who gives a shit? Change it up, and then maybe people will start watching. So that's that part right there. I just kind of wanted to, you know, get that.
I heard this was.
Yeah, tell us how you really feel.
I heard
you know what I'm saying?
This was one of the main things right here.
Entertain me. Shit.
This is one of the main songs that brought down the house yesterday, right?
Hey, man, hey, you know what? No disrespect. You were robots, man. Robots.
I thought I was a Neolithic girl, but I don't even watch them.
The whole thing too. I thought you were just gonna say that, but I'm now.
Don't play that song. That's be like a snippet song. Of I'm tired of Giants. Come on now.
Hold on.
Robot.
Mitt Romney style.
I thought it was the Giants song. Oh God.
That just ruined the whole song when you put the Giants. Why? Because we put we got our brooms. Because we sweeping fools.
Who, the Tigers?
Wow. Is Miss King running around the room? What's she doing?
Yeah,
well.
Miss King, are you going to be there on Wednesday? Yeah.
Oh, you was doing the Gundam robot style?
I was doing my Gundam.
Hey, when I was in San Francisco last week, the show I was in Frisco, oh, man, they had so many Gundam style T-shirts and all that, and Fisherman's Wharf hella T-shirts.
I know.
Just all type of accolades.
We're in it. I have small children in my house, real talk. This type of stuff is so entertaining to them, it's not even funny. So every now and then, we got in the style in the house and in the car and all. It'll pass, just like all the other dances. I can't even remember.
Call me baby.
Lance scored some style yesterday when he scored.
Oh, I forgot to call me baby. Damn it. Huh?
When he scored yesterday?
Hey, I got some news real quick before you do that. I wanted to give some hope since we had the son of a pimp on the line. I wanted to let everybody know, all you pimps out there, that there is hope if you ever want to run for something in your city, man. Lance Gilman is a businessman. He owned Mustang Ranch. He was a founder, you know what I'm saying, of the Mustang Ranch, and he just won a seat in Nevada. And shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he won like 62% of the vote.
Their government is being ran by a brothel owner.
Yeah, he ran and he won and shit. So now he is the, let's see what he is. He's a motherfucking, hold on, right here. He basically founded the whole shit. Like, he's the owner. Like, he really was running chicks up out. He's a Republican. You smell me? So they are open minded about different things, as long as it's financially relevant. You smell me? So congratulate to dude. He's a representative of Nevada.
Where applause at, Rick?
I was watching this Lance Moore stuff. It was hilarious.
He not into brothels and all that shit.
I don't care about that. We got a call from the 662. Who is this? Soul Kitchen Radio. What's up?
Oh, yeah, this is Matt Doerr, man.
What's happening?
What's up, player?
How y'all doing today, man?
Oh, man, it's all good.
Okay, okay. I'll be doing scouting for Slick Pulling. I do sub booking agency for EP. You know, I just called in, you know, to show some love to y'all down here in Columbus, Mississippi.
Oh, man, shout out to you and Slick Pulling, everybody, man.
You said Mississippi?
Yeah, I'm down here in Mississippi.
Love it, man.
I'm proud.
They're the South.
They're dirty.
Hey, did Obama win Mississippi? I don't think he did.
Nah, he ain't even win, man.
Man, what's going on, man? We need to start some shit out there. What's happening?
I mean, it's like everybody's sleeping on us, man. I feel like, man, you know, we need to get more cities involved with us, man, because we got good talent down here, just like we get looked over, man. You know, I've been, you know, reaching out to people and stuff, and, you know, been grinding, staying at it, trying to get there, man. You know, I got an opportunity, you know, be a part of CTE Slick Puller, you know, down for him. But, you know, at the same time, though, you know, ain't nothing going to be given to you. So, you know, you just got to start from the ground and just build your way up. And, you know, basically, man, just grinding, man, trying to find serious artists, man, to believe in themselves, man, that I can help out. Because, you know, like I know, man, ain't that free in the music industry. It's not a handout. It's a business. I don't know the business. It's over with.
That's real. So how can people get in contact with you, you know, these artists out here that's trying to come up?
Oh, well, they can hit me up on that Facebook, man, at MacDoor, you know what I'm saying? Two doors on there, you know. And, you know, hit me up, man.
MacDoor?
Yeah, MacDoor, you know. I'm out here. I'm trying to get it.
Hey, man, they solved that mosquito problem out there, man. Y'all got some hell of a mosquitoes, man.
Man, I don't even really flying, come out like that.
They're like
man,
flying
you know?
Hypodermic needles and shit running around.
That man's
I'm telling you,
like, you
I went out there one time in the summertime where I got attacked.
Yeah, they bad, man. You know, hey, I try to stay from out there, man. You know, I'm at the computer, man. I'm working, man. So I really don't get too much outside like that, man.
Hey, you guys, I don't ever see you guys on, like, the Discovery Channel and stuff mm-hmm. like that. I know a lot of people, they show Florida with, like, the alligators and stuff. I know y'all got all that kind of stuff in your backyard, too, don't you?
man, it ain't even that like
ain't got no alligators in Mississippi.
See, y'all get a misunderstanding
Damn.
In Mississippi, man. You know, like, different parts of Mississippi, man, is different. You know, we just, you know, talk country. And, you know, we love California, we love New York City to the heart. So it's just like, you know, it ain't none of that, man. You know, I ain't got no alligator, none of that in my backyard. You know, I just
hey,
got
man, we got, hey, you know
what
I'm saying? We done see Mississippi, man, Mississippi burning and shit. So we got y'all back, man. Don't think California ain't got your back, man.
I just want to hear a menu. I just want you to spit off to me a menu. I just want you to just say
food. Oh, yeah, Mississippi. That's one thing we love about Mississippi, food.
Just say some food. Just say, man, if I were to go to my such and such house.
What y'all eating?
Oh, for Thanksgiving.
Oh, man, we eat some chicken. You know, we eat some chicken grits. We eat some collard greens. We eat some cornbread, candy yams. You know what I'm saying, man? Just everything that you imagine, man. You know, this is the
Hell
best time
yeah,
to be in Mississippi right now, cuz. For real, you know.
Hey,
you
need to do a soul food commercial and shit. Make that shit sound hella good.
What I want you to do is I want you to go off some of the favorite foods in Mississippi and at the end say, this is how we do it on Soul Kitchen Radio.
No, man, y'all doing too much now, man. Y'all like that, man. Don't do it to me, man.
Hey, don't be trying to cap it, right?
You trying to send me on it, though.
Yeah.
No, you can do a drop. No, do a drop though. Just say, and you in the Soul Kitchen.
Okay. Oh, we love to eat, man. Macaroni and cheese, pork chops, ham hocks, candy yams, biscuits. Man, we just like bacon. You know, man, we love to eat everything, man. You know what I'm saying? If it's good, we'll eat it. Chillings. I like to eat chillings. I like to eat what. Sugar bread. I love sugar bread.
What's sugar bread?
What is sugar bread?
Okay, it's like a pound cake. It's something like a pound cake. I just call it sugar bread. You know, it's real good.
Oh, because, you know, when I was a kid, when we called sugar bread, we just got some bread and put some sugar on it and folded that shit in half with that or some syrup and shit. Has syrup.
What about y'all ever had like a syrup drink? Like when you just go get the regular molasses out the kitchen and you just put it in some water because you ain't got no Kool-Aid and sugar. When you ain't got no Kool-Aid and sugar.
Some diabetes shit right there. That's when you
boil
it
like
a motherfucker.
You said get some molasses and put it in the water.
Hey, I had to put my wife up on hot water cornbread. She ain't never had no hot water.
Oh man, it's the truth. It's the truth for real.
Yeah, I put some hot water cornbread with some syrup, boy, and give me some diabetes for sure.
Y'all over there, y'all cracking up on me, man. Yeah, stop that, man. I already know. Y'all just going in on me.
No, it's good, man. Shout out to everybody in Mississippi, man. We love y'all.
Love y'all. Especially for listening to Soul Kitchen Radio, man. I know, what time is it? It's was it 12, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon over there?
Yeah, it's like 2 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
man,
yeah.
You know, we appreciate you taking your time on a Monday to listen in. Did you get a chance to hear the whole show with Mr. Fab? You've been listening since the beginning?
Nah, I had just jumped in because I was trying to find some radio blogs to see, you know what I'm saying, jump up on, and I had seen you all, so, you know, I just like, you know, show love, man, you know what I'm saying?
Man, that's good. Well, you can go back, you can listen to us go to our website, soulkitchenradio.com. You can listen to some of the past shows, you can download us on iTunes, and if you listen to this show before you came on, we had Mr. Fab on, and he freestyled, we talked about a lot of stuff, so. You know,
basically the same stuff you was talking about, you know what I mean, about nobody giving you shit. Ain't nobody going to give you nothing. You got to push your own car. Just like when you see a motherfucker running out of gas and he pushing his car and shit at the same time, hanging out the door, you got to do it. Ain't nobody going to hop out and help you.
You got to have been a driver before you even know what you was doing. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You can't get in the car, don't even know where you're going. You ain't got to drive.
That's real spoke, bro.
You know, man, I'm just trying to, you know, put my city. I'm trying to get up the face
of hip-hop. Make me a syrup drink. What you call it?
Nah, don't do that, man. I wouldn't recommend it, man. Don't just do that. You know what I'm saying?
That's sweet.
I'll put that shit in some Sprite.
What?
That shit gonna taste like
y'all ever had an egg
cola?
Cracker
can.
Hey, y'all know what an egg cola is?
Cola, what?
What's cracker can?
Hello.
What is that?
Y'all ever heard of an egg pie?
No, what is that?
An egg pie. It's like you put eggs inside of like a make sweet potato pies. You know how you put the like sweet potatoes inside of there, but you put the eggs in there. You put it in the oven and you bake it for a little while, and then it come out. Then you be like, now that's some soul food right there.
That's some.
That's why Michelle Obama be out there in Mississippi trying to get recipes
on the low. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's why Obama lost Mississippi, man. That's where we lost him when we got to talk about exercising and shit.
Yeah, I was kind of mad, though, man. You know what I'm saying? I kind of feel like, you know, Obama, you know, he doing all he can do, man. You can't fault him. You know what I'm saying? He got, like, billions of people lives in his hand. I mean, come on, bro. You can't just expect him just to give you a handout. It don't work like this.
That means them good old boy states like Mississippi, Alabama, stuff like that, they still run by the good old boys?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I probably didn't hurt on, man. You know, I be doing so much, man.
Right, right.
Do y'all be up on Big Creek?
Camacho, I'm talking about an awkward moment when I was sitting watching Skyfall, and then I seen that Jane. It was the day after the election, I think it was.
Skyfall.
And I had a white older couple sitting behind me, and the Django. You seen Django the trailer?
No.
Oh man, you see that, bro? He's talking about slavery and all that, and we say, well, why don't the black folk just raise up and kill all the white folk? to be in the movie theater right at the same time Obama just won, and you could see how certain white people was feeling at that. But I just felt real awkward at that particular time.
You know what I did?
I don't mean to cut you off, man, but like it was some racist stuff had happened over there in Alabama. You know, after Obama won the election, like some white people they went and hung them up by a rope, man. Like a statue of him, for real. Like a dude showed it to me on his phone. Like he had a picture.
I think that's the one where there was a whole bunch. Was that in front of a gas station?
Yeah, in front of the gas station.
Yeah, I seen that. I think it was like a whole bunch of, somebody said that there was like 7 or 8 different people that were hung by ropes, and they were all different colored people. So they
said it was for Halloween, though.
Yeah, some
nah, they weren't for no Halloween, though. That was like after Obama had won, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I did on Meezy?
What?
I went to, you know, that movie 2016 that came out, the Republicans put it out?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I went into, in Pleasant Hill out here, we got, if you go to the movies in the middle of the daytime, it's nothing but old Rossmore white people being the movies. So I went and sat in that 2016 movie, And I went in there acting like it was like an Obama movie, and I was like, yes, Obama, let's go, Obama. They was looking at me, it was crazy.
He was like, yeah,
woo, Obama. And all them people was like, hell, man. Oh, you're not Obama.
Yeah, they said they was going to get you when you got to the parking lot.
Yeah, that was funny. Oh, I love it.
And we all just get along. We all just
need to
get along.
We can't. Everybody want to wear the bridges, man.
Everybody could not everybody could stir.
Too many trees, not enough.
Not everybody could stir the Sweetwater, man. You can't always drink molasses yourself.
Oh, yes,
and
you can. You can go to the store and buy
one up there on time.
You can if you want to get that sugar.
If you want to get that sugar.
You better stick a needle in your ass.
Oh, man.
That's for certain. Hey, so what's your y'all ain't got a football team. What's your football team, bro?
Man, I like Mike Vick. You know what I'm saying? I'm riding Mike Vick all the way, man. I like the Eagles, man.
You riding with the Eagles? You see what they did to the little rookie boy? They put him on his back.
What are you talking about?
Foles. Nick Foles, y'all little backup quarterback.
He, you know what I'm saying? I don't even expect nothing from him. He ain't no Michael Vick talk.
You think Vick gonna come back? What you think? I think he need to put some weight on or something.
Yeah, you know
I think he like Jeff Garcia, man. You know, you got them offensive linemen, they 6'8" and all of those shit, and you can't see over them, so you get to scrambling and trying to run, and you know what I mean?
It's hard for him, man. You know, plus
he need to put some weight on too.
He need
to get some soul food up and some chitlins and shit up in him.
Yeah. He good on Thanksgiving. Come down to the field, he good on Thanksgiving. He'll be straight.
That's what I'm saying. If he was big like most quarterback, most black quarterbacks be hella big and shit.
Yeah,
big
like
bones.
Cam Newton. You know, like.
You know what I mean?
Newton.
You got big bone, bruh.
Yeah, you're right though, cuz.
Culpepper, you know, Culpepper was a big country fed dude.
Yep, Danny McNabb the same way.
McNabb, you feel me? You can't, you know what I mean? What's our dude that from the Titans that died? Rest in peace. Yeah.
Oh, you talking
McNair.
About
McNair.
Yeah.
Big thick nigga, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he sure
can't be no little fragile dude.
You ain't going to make it in the league.
Niggas going to put tips on you because they want to be able to talk about it on Twitter. You know what I'm talking about? They gonna be like, I put it on that nigga, and then they show a picture of them hitting them hella hard. They be like, look what I did to that nigga.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask y'all something, though. What do y'all think about that Mike Brown firing, man?
Well, I ain't no Laker fan per se, but even when you got Magic Johnson saying he wasn't a good fit, who am I to argue? I mean, he had to go.
Yeah,
to be honest with you, man, our people, man, black folk, man, when we get a black coach, man, we get too – not like Mike Tomlin because he got a white quarterback, but, you know, black folk get comfortable. You know what I'm talking about? When they, for some reason, when they got a white coach, man, you know, they want to snap to attention. You know what I'm talking about? That's like my kids at school. When they teacher tell them to do something, they snap to attention. When they say one, two, and three, counting, and they be quiet and shit. But let me try that shit. They're going to be like, ah, oh, man, whatever. You know what I mean? When that slave master, you know, when that white skin come around, then you snap to attention.
Yeah, you're right. Dude.
So I think that's what happened pretty much over there. I think they and if you look, they've been winning, right?
Yeah.
So niggas done snap to
attention.
Huh? Nah, he ain't coached. The anticipation of it make you want to play. If you think statistically, all the players know how to play. Everybody seen Gasol in the Olympics and shit and saw him balling. We saw Kobe. We know what he capable of doing. Our tests, you know, we know what they're capable of doing. But if you don't even need nobody to coach you, bro. You think you can go to the 24-hour fitness right now and have a pickup game and ain't nobody in there coaching and you're going to go in there and you're going to play with some dudes that you may not even know and you're going to win a game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So why can't these superstars get on the court and play together? You don't need no coach, bro. Don't even try it.
Nah.
Obviously, they just didn't like dude.
No, but see, dude trying to run like the Princeton offense, man.
and that went gone.
That's just that's really just a fancy word, bro. It's so see, it's just like Republican talking points. That's what you're saying, Princeton. Knowing nine times, I don't know what the fuck a Princeton offense is, bro. I know you get the ball, you shoot that motherfucker. If you ain't got a shot, you pass it. You know, if you call that whatever you want to call it, but shit.
Yeah.
If Dwight Howard get in the post, passes to him. If Kobe come on, wherever he passes, and like, you know, it don't take rocket science. And not just that, this is one thing I want to say. First of all, when Mike Brown was getting his kudos when he was out there in Cleveland, LeBron was running the show. LeBron was the point guard doing things. You know what I'm saying? So he made a lot of people a lot of money. You know what I'm talking about? So. Mike, just like Artest said, Mike Brown made a lot of money. You can't feel bad for a nigga that made a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He done made meal tickets, bro. It's his last contract. They still got to pay him $5 million. So it is what it is. And he going to get another job.
Yeah. Damn right.
And he ain't got to deal with the media no more. Come on, bro. He just took that weight off his shoulders, man.
That's a lot of shit to be held.
That's just my perspective. That's the way I look at it, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, shit, you just telling it like it was, man. Shit, it wasn't just no faking shit. You just
Hey, let's get into some music real quick, man. I want to get into one of these dudes, Kamathi. This one is called Oh Well. Check it out. It's right here on Soul Kitchen Radio. Check it out.
Oh, this your boy Jay Gibb, the soul of the city, and you are in the kitchen, right here on Soul Kitchen Radio. We cooking up that good gumbo, that good beef stew for you. You dig? Highlight.
But it's my question for you is very specific, sir. If in the course of the IG's investigations and Fred Hitz's work, you come across evidence of severely criminal activity, and it's classified, will you use that classification to hide the criminal activity, or will you tell the American people the truth?
Yeah, they can't play this on the radio, oh well. I know my people gon' bop to it, know the big trucks is gon' hop to it, oh well. And yeah, we do it, your rats can run and go tell. They can't play this on the radio, oh well. I know my people gon' bop to it, know the big trucks is gon' hop to it, oh well. And yeah, we do it, your rats can run and go tell.
In the meditation, these thoughts came to mind politically. Ooh. Incorrect for all mine, with no intent for malice.
Just a need to ask why, if the CIA and FBI, if they could traffic in any vice they wish, plus all the folks that die for any given cause they bore justified and never be tried for their crimes. Why should I? What if I assumed a similar state of mind if the alphabet boys' rights are plausibly denied a crime based on what's good for the nation? What if I saw myself as my own nation? I mean, what if my self-esteem was that high? And if I was swift enough to see the law was a lie, mostly applied when it comes to me and mine. If I was neither scared nor blind, should I follow it? Knowing that it's KKK, should I acknowledge it? Did they acknowledge the rights of Sean Bell? Aye, to the feds, we just hold court in hell. And you rats running back, here's more shit to tell. Tell them they done murdered backstab, cheated loud and stole. They done fucked the planet up, jacked the red man's gold. That pot calling the kettle black action get old. So fuck if they don't approve, that crack gon' get sold. Man, we can't do shit about it, that crack gon' get sold. Just switch it up though, and kill them in the bird. And we'll just call that counter COINTELPRO. Just like Ronald was told, put Ali out the hole. Have them sign for billions of blow. Then a rain of flood, LA, Watts, Detroit, and Chicago. I mean, flood every hood, project, and body, yo. It's just niggas that speak, the fuckers could all go. My brain is Medellin, the smuggle boats the flow. They can't play this on the radio, oh well. I know my people gon' bop to it, know the big trucks is gon' hop to it, oh well. And yeah, we do it, your rats can run and go tell. They can't play this on the radio, oh well. I know my people gon' bop to it, know the big trucks is gon' hop to it, oh well. And yeah, we do it, your rats can run and go tell, go tell.
My taste for the racist is passionate, as great as the hate that man hated Malcolm with. I will not forgive, I will not forget. And for who would say I'm living in the past? Yeah. Tune in to Fox News and views can never last. So-called political, pitiful shit bag. So overly critical of anything black. Celebrate the hatred, point it off as news. Michelle, Bill, and Hannity shit under my shoes. So I won't stop the
drama. To them sons of Jim Crow, stop puppeting Obama, hiding behind various names. So clearly addicted to the tyranny, unwilling to change. Look, look, regardless of your color, love me, respect me as a man, I will love you. Far as them others know, I won't blink. You can lead men to wisdom, can't make them think. You can light the cannon, blow the nose off the sphinx, but it grows right back. You see, I'm right back. Sick fraud and Negroid, what did you think? Stand up. They can't play this on the radio, oh well. I know my people gon' bop to it. Know the big trucks is gon' hop to it, oh well. And yeah, we do it, your rats can run and go tell. They can't play this on the radio, oh well. I know my people gon' bop to it. Know the big trucks is gon' hop to it, oh well. And yeah, we do it, your rats can run and go tell.
Have to bring it back to the music, cause the money goes up and down. And the first reason that I do this, my soul goes around. And it won't go away, won't go away, won't go away.
You're on the
You're
air.
On the air
with Rick with Camacho, Rick Camacho of Soul Kitchen Radio. Radio.
Stick with it in years. The way this money look, I'll be independent for years.
real ugly.
SKs and AKs
in my city.
Not the pretty AKs that go, but the ugly AKs that go,
it really doesn't matter, major fixture or factor. Walk up on that ass, let you have it in the platter. It's all about the money and the crevice and the bank. The rose gold chains, jewels and earrings. Perkin, drinking whiskey, sir, in my Suburban. Dropping off powder.
Trying to place my beer, trying to get it a ball. Spit my LRPs in the Fairfield Mall. You can find me in the party, get twisted and twisted. See me in the club and I'm double busted. Hide in the Statue of Liberty, extra tipsy. Slam possum, acting like I'm dizzy.
Bitch, oh, it's sick with it, we eat. Super sick with it. Scraper, scraper, full of a ripper. Purple, purple, gone off the liquor. Scraper, full of a ripper. Purple, purple, gone off the liquor.
And it's your nephew Turf Talk, man. Turf Sinatra, I rap for the mob. And you in the Soul Kitchen, man. Yeet!
Yeet! Soul Kitchen Radio, what's up? It's your man Rick Camacho back with Omizi and Miss King.
Yeah, boy. Man. Yeah, boy. But I'm bumper clouding, yeah.
Oh, man, I want to go.
I noticed you ain't said nothing about it. And out of respect for Mr. Fabian, you know what I mean? I didn't say nothing about the Raiders when he gone. But since you on here, I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm just playing. No, I'm definitely not gonna say nothing. I got Monday Night Football hanging over my fucking head right now with the Niners. I'm not saying.
What's the Chicago Bears coming to town?
Yeah, we got Harper. What's his name? Kilpatrick. What's his name?
No, you got Jason Campbell coming to town.
No, I'm talking about the Niners tonight. We got the backup quarterback playing tonight.
Oh, yeah, Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick. Feel me? So I'm gonna keep my mouth shut and wish everybody luck.
I got Matt Forte and I got Michael Bush playing tonight, so hopefully they just go off. So
that's how you feel?
That's how I feel, man. I'm thinking St. Louis discovered something. They found something in that defense that everybody else can take advantage of.
I'm going to tell you something. 9 times out of 10, it's just motherfuckers decide to play, bro.
Yeah,
certain games, certain people want to play. If you see, especially if you see the way they played, St. Louis got whooped last night.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So, certain teams, you want to prove something. Like, even the Heat, Miami Heat, they lose a damn game. And, you know what I mean? It's just certain players, they bring their A game.
Any given Sunday. That's why.
That's real talk.
That's what it is. Any given Sunday. I mean,
I just hope today ain't that Sunday for them suckers. We need some wins, especially coming off of that tie.
Yeah, when it comes down to it, they are all professional football players. They're all the top of the chain. You know, they're
what you dope. What you think the Raiders need though? Realistically.
Realistically, they definitely. I think this was going to happen. This is what I'm calling. I'm calling they trade off Darren McFadden for a first round draft pick. Either come out with a good first round young quarterback from maybe Oregon or wherever.
So with Pryor, so you're not messing with Pryor?
I mean, Pryor is there, but they're not messing with Pryor. So I think
he's like Tim Tebow right now.
I think no, hell no. I think they're looking elsewhere. You know, maybe if
he's a little dude too, ain't he?
Pryor.
Yeah.
He's like 6'2", 6'3".
Oh, shit. Well, we might as well just, like you said, give him a chance real quick then, right?
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
if you're going to get a quarterback, like you say, if you say they're going to get a quarterback, you might as well let him play then.
Yeah. I mean, Marcel Reese, yesterday he started the whole game as tailback, and he had like over 130 yards total with rushing and passing, over 65 yards as a rushing tailback. And then plus he caught another like 40, 50 yards. So he's a good. I think he's a second year in the league. So.
I mean, Harbaugh almost had a heart attack or some shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, man. We might be done tonight. I don't know. I hope not. I'm praying. You know, we be good. I hope we do good. I hope it ain't no blowout. We don't need no blowouts.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen. It's gonna be a defensive game for sure. You know, and I do.
When it's for Harbaugh, y'all. We know y'all tuned in. Yeah, win this one for Harbaugh.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you.
He said, "I know y'all tuned in."
Yeah, right. Hey, driving. Hey, they on the 80 driving in their Ferrari. You know what I'm saying? With the internet hooked up, listening to us right now, telling them it's a win-win for Harbaugh.
There it is. You win for Harbaugh. It's all good. Look, we're about to get up out of this spot. Man, it's Soul Kitchen Radio. Come join us on Wednesday this week, this Wednesday, pre-Thanksgiving. Get on that guest list, soulkitchenradio.com.
You're going to have raffles for Diva's desserts there.
Oh, man, we're going to do it all. We're doing
raffling off cupcakes.
Yeah, we got Drake coming through. We got a 500 million sold bash for young.
$5 million money drop.
Yeah, $5 million money drop
at midnight though.
At 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, at 1 o'clock.
at 1:62 in the morning, we'll be doing it then.
Be there, be square, you suckers.
Yes. And shit. Any last words from you, Miss King?
Nah, not at all. I'm going. I was enjoying my show with you guys. It's a beautiful way to start my Mondays. I'm very blessed to be a part of y'all.
Monday, huh? That's right. It is Monday.
How's school going?
School's going great. That's what's
wonderful.
Up.
That's wonderful.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, I just had a big.
How's school going for you? Since you know.
I just had a big ass paper due this week, and I still got to do a quiz. But other than that, I'm good. I'm still getting A's. Got 3.7 A right.
That's wonderful.
We're about
here, man. We'll see y'all later.
So,
peace.
DGC2,
yeah.
Bye.
So,
Soul Kitchen Radio.